When the rules of preppy discretion were written hundreds of years ago, it was understood that one should only allow one's name to appear in print 3 times in one's whole life, at birth, marriage, and death. No one, not even Nostradamus, could have predicted audio downloads. Since the publication of the official Preppy Handbook in October of 1980, so much has changed. Allowing for modern sociology, typical preppies can now expect to see their names 5 or 6 times in print. Birth, marriage, remarriage, the IPO, the police blotter, remarriage, and then, the end. I ask in the spirit of these fluid and changing times for you to pardon my vulgar publicity and enjoy this storytelling session. It is a suitable accompaniment for your drive to the Ashaways Country House, where you will be weekending. Remember, please, do not take notes while driving, and no texting at the table. Wake up, Muffy. We're back. Okay, now where were we? Oh yes, it was 1980, and Ronald Reagan was heading to his improbable victory over Jimmy Carter. We wondered whether joining a club before your 30th birthday made you into a young fuddy-duddy. We considered the importance of owning a dress watch. And one thing led to another, and before the year was over, our project became the official Preppy Handbook. Yes, that was us. We enjoyed every minute that we still remember, but we seem to have misplaced a number of brain cells in the process. Though we once maintained that this world has changed little since 1635 when the Boston Latin School was founded, you know we were exaggerating slightly. As our world spins faster and faster and we use up more natural resources and scientists keep discovering more sugar substitutes, we have to think about how life in the 21st century affects our safe and lovely bubble. Muffy Van Winkle, you've napped long enough. It's been 30 years. It doesn't seem possible, does it? Despite changes and crises and the maid quitting, the middle class disappearing, you're running out of vodka, your NetJet account being yanked, and the internet, it's still nice to be prep. And as we have gotten a bit older and a teensy bit wiser, the world has become much smaller. We are all interconnected, intermarried, inter-everything. The great-looking couple in the matching tweed blazers and wide whale orange corduroy trousers are speaking Italian on Melrose Avenue. Imagine. Whereas once upon a time, it seemed unlikely Europeans would be attracted to our aesthetic, they've now adapted it and made it their own. They're the women with no hips, in case you were wondering. Let's begin at the beginning of the year. Here are our resolutions. You'll catch on. No drinking at lunch. Call grandmother once a week. Get Belgian shoes resold. Thinnest cat's paw rubber. Sign up for tennis team at the club. Actually go to team practices. Have gravy boat re-engraved. Find Animal House and return to Netflix. Send in donation for class gift this year. And send in write-up for class notes. Finally use Scully and Scully credit. Maybe Pierpont's next wedding? Drive mother to cemetery at least once this year. Order new stationery before supply runs out. Find die. If you don't know what that means, you should. Luggage tags. Download phone numbers into the thingy. New Facebook picture? Work on goals. Work on topspin. Get Catherine to do community service somehow. Clean gutters or get someone to do them. Repair hinge on broken shutter or else. Finally hire portrait artist for Whimsy. She's 84 in dog years, not much time left. Chapter 1. Psst! Pass it on. The True Prep Manifesto. She regarded Washington Square as the birthplace of society, knew by heart all the cousinships of early New York, and was determined, if she married, never to receive a divorced woman. Edith Wharton, The Custom of the Country. What's it all about, Muffy? It's about ease and confidence. It's about fitting in when you do and even when you don't.